Wow, Anthony, tell them a little bit about Sister Judy Mowat.
Well, she was actually born Judith Mowat in Gordontown, Jamaica, and at age 13, Judy became a member of the dance troupe which toured Jamaica and other islands in the Caribbean. Her initial ambition was to become a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Her earliest musical influences were people like Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, Curtis Mayfield, Dionne Warwick, Bob Marley, and of course the staple singers. Mowat was associated with Bonnie Wailer in the early 70s and wrote some of the biggest tracks for him. In fact, in 1974, she got her break in the music industry, back in Bob Marley as a part of the High Trees. And her Black Woman album, released in 1980, is considered one of the best reggae albums by a female artist. She became the first female artist nominated for Grammy Awards in the reggae category when her Working Wonders album was nominated in 1985. Formerly a member of the Rastafarian movement, in the late 90s, she converted to Christianity. And in 1999, the Jamaica government awarded her the Order of Distinction for her contribution to the Jamaica music industry.
And so we say, for the first time ever, coming to Queens, New York, the big park, for Grooving in the Park, we welcome Sister Judy Mowat. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, my brother.
How are you doing this morning?
It's wonderful. I'm feeling great. And just listening to Marcia and everyone makes me feel better. It's a wonderful experience. This is history.
This is definitely history, Sister Judy Mowat. And you know, I am very fortunate, because I'm going to tell you this. When we were at the Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival and you came out on the stage and you started skanking and singing, we signed a deal that night with Mr. Copeland Forbes. We said, Copeland, whatever you have to do. I was walking around with a big piece of stick in my hand, because if Copeland said no, we were going to beat Copeland in Jamaica. So I was very fortunate and lucky to see you for the first time on stage. And what a great experience it was. And I'm sure June 29, 2014, is going to be even greater, because you're coming to New York City to celebrate with Sister Marcia Griffiths, the queen.
Definitely.
50 years.
Definitely.
Tell us about working with Sister Marcia.
Sister Marcia is my sister for life.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a chemistry together.
Mm-hmm.
When we work together, we harmonize well, we click, we feel the same, whatever she's feeling in the song, I'm feeling. So we're about, we sing, we start the song at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to complete the song at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We just do everything together. That's my sister in the spirit and my sister physically.
Wow.
My sister for life.
Wow, wow. When you became a member of the High Trees, because I know this is a question that we posed to Sister Marcia Griffiths, the High Trees was able to back reggae icon, the legendary Robert Nesta Marley, OM. And I know every time you go anywhere, people ask you, what was it like working with Bob?
It was an experience that, as Marcia said, it's the pinnacle
mm-hmm.
of our career.
Mm-hmm.
Working with Bob, you know you're working with someone who you know that God ordained him, and it was a privilege to be beside somebody. I call him a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
To be Amen. Beside a musical prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that he did was ordained by the Almighty. And knowing that we were also ordained to be beside him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it gives us, as Marcia and I talk about it all the time, that we were very just strengthened. When Bob says something,
mm-hmm.
we believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we are singing together with Bob,
mm-hmm.
we feel like we are in heaven. We feel like we are elevated, because it is not something ordinary
mm-hmm.
we are doing. it's something that is spiritually,
yes,
and something that is great.
Amen.
Wow, amen. Wow, wow. Amen. Now don't beat. Wow, don't beat. We have gone to, we're gone from, we mentioned Sister Marcia. Hold on, Sister Marcia, the lead in this group, right. Sister Marcia Griffiths. Right. We have the legendary, the high con, right. Mr. Bob Andy. We have another great legendary sister in reggae music, Sister Judy Mowat. We have one more friend to announce this morning. Very, very special too. And the reason why this man is also so special, he goes all the way back to, with Mr. Bob Andy when the Paragons came together. But your thoughts so far, don't beat. Bob Andy, Judy Mowat, Marcia Griffiths, your thoughts. What do you think?
One big family.
One big family. Anthony, your thoughts.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, we've announced two sisters and one brother so
yes.
far. And we're talking about the foundation of music,
mm-hmm.
what it was built upon.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the attack on the music with dancehall, it's great. And it's a breath of fresh air to have this particular presentation. 50 years for Marcia Griffiths.
You know, let me say this. Chris and I, Christopher Roberts and I, the executive producer of Grooving in the Park, we sat down and we said, boy, how, Chris was the first one who said, boy, it would be good to have Marcia, you know, tell her on the radio. I said, no, Chris, I can't tell her on the radio. He said, no, man, extend the invitation. So we did. The team went to work. Chris, Andrea, Peter went to work. And certainly we were able to pull this off. This is history in the makings, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And it leads me now to our next very special guest, Mr. Anthony Turner. You do the honors again, sir.
Well, Rascal, the next artist confirmed for Grooving in the Park was actually born in Kingston, and he recorded his first single, I Cry a Tear. This was way back in 1963. He achieved prominence as lead singer of the Paragons and enjoyed success with songs like Alibaba and The Tide is High. Of course, The Tide is High was made famous by Blondie. He also did songs like Where You to the Ball. That was another big hit with the Paragons. He hit the charts again when U-Roy added a DJ verse to the song. And during his time with the Paragons, he recorded A Love I Can Feel and another big song, OK Fred. Of course, John left the Paragons in 1970 to concentrate on his solo career. And by the end of the early 70s, he was one of the biggest stars in reggae. And his hit song, Stick By Me, was certainly a big seller in Jamaica. His 1973 album, Time Is the Master, it was a successful orchestra arrangement, and it led Trojan Records to issue a series of similar albums,
mm-hmm.
starting with 1,000 Volts of Hold. So I feel very honored to, of course, introduce Mr. John Hold.
Million volts of volt.
And you were a lady. Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If I were a miller and the mill should drag me, would you miss your lover man?
Mr. John Holt. 1,000 volts of volt. He's confirmed. So we say good morning, John. How are you this morning? John.
Hold on. Look like him battery run down. I'm switching phone. Hold on.
He's switching phones. Mr. Forbes, how you doing as you work to get Mr. John Holt back on the phone line? How is everything, sir? Copeland? He's trying to get John back on the line. Don't beat.
Yeah, man.
John Holt is on the package.
Yes, man. John Holt, the bona fide virgin.
John Holt is added to Grooving in the Park.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, John is on now.
Good morning, Mr. Holt.
Good morning to you, sir.
2,000 volts of volt. The last time you came to New York, I had a brief conversation with you. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm in good shape, good health. I just finished my exercise.
What? Wow. Now, John, we're going to ask you to just bring up the volume a little. You're added to this wonderful package, Marcia Griffiths and Friends, celebrating 50 years. you're making your return to Grooving in the Park. You were one of the artists that was actually booked for the first Reggae Rhythm and Blues, and this time around you're coming to deliver a performance of a lifetime with your great friend Marcia Griffiths, Bob Andy, and Judy Mowat. Tell us about it, Bob, John Holt.
Well, I feel very good about that because it's not very often that I'm invited to these high-profile shows, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Here with all the top favorite artists, I really feel good about myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for the first time, I'm really feeling 100% good about doing
sure. Wow. Anthony, that's a loaded statement, you know. Yes, Marcia.
What did you say?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even realize that John and myself has a beautiful combination of love songs that we're gonna be doing on stage, you know?
Wow.
We really did that song. One that we recorded recently.
Mm-hmm.
So before, I'm really looking forward, you know what I mean? Because as I said, hey,
well, that's a thousand volts.
A great opportunity for me to be there with Judy Moore, the great Bob Andy, Marcia Griffiths, and wow, man, I can't wait, you know?
Wow. Take us back, John. Take us back to the days of the Paragons, and we have
it feels like a couple of years to come. You know, the days with the Paragons always so enjoyable, you know what I mean? I really was invited to join the Paragons. I had a friend by the name of Lloydy, you know, and he went up to the parish church and he heard the group, and then he said something to one of them. I don't quite remember that. He got a friend by the name of John Holt if they would like to hear me, you know what I mean? So I went up there this Saturday evening, and then I started singing with the Paragons, you know, Bob and Tyrone, bless his soul, and some other brother, I don't remember his name. So from then I become a member of the Paragons, and it was an enjoyable time that we had, you know, we've been around Jamaica many, many, many times, you know, and we just had fun. It was just like fun because remember that we were just doing it for fun and to hear your voice on the radio because there wasn't any benefits coming from it. Because of that, I had to stay with my mother until I was 31 years.
Why, God bless mommy.
God bless.
You know, I couldn't leave. Where would I be going? I couldn't face up to no kind of responsibility at all, but it was just like fun and, you know, pleasure. Even right now, I'm doing overtime, I think.
Well, you know, John, we have a very good friend of yours in the studio. Downbeat, say good morning to John Holt.
John, what do you say?
Mr. Holt. Downbeat is a very good friend of mine for years and ages, you know what I mean?
That's what he told us.
He's always looking out for me, Downbeat, in whatsoever way that he can.
Respect, John.
I always check Downbeat, there, yeah.
And also, a man can come up with some classic where many people do remember, say, you sing them tune now. Me and your audience are talking about them.
Wow. Well, you know, Marcia, now that we have announced all your friends, and I think the Grooving team is still thinking about adding one more to the package, but we're going to hold off on that one for now.
Who that?
Excuse me.
Surprise.
Surprise, man. Now that we have announced everybody now.
Like Marcia Griffiths. Full of surprises.
hey, John.
She always has something to tell me.
Unpredictable. Very unpredictable. That's so true.
Well, you know, Marcia and Copeland.
She's a very lovely lady. You know, she's got a good mind. You know, her spirit is all high.
She is.
Feeling low when she's around. She always lifts me back up, you know, and says, John, don't worry about anything. Just keep on keeping.
You know, she's a very special.
But she was so close to the Paragon that she could be a fourth member of the Paragon.
I remember my favorite. Her daddy used to take her to Downbeat. She was holding her daddy's hand.
Excuse me.
That's true.
Wow.
Daddy used to take her through the gate and hold her hand and pick her.
Yeah, you know, very quickly, the first time I went to the rehearsal to hear Paragons in Rockford, I was so little, and I said to them,
I can sing to you now. Mm-hmm. And they said, sing a song for me. And I did Patty LaBelle down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So from I was given that name from that time. So when I met them back again at Studio One, Barry was saying, weird, look who is here, Patty LaBelle. So it was like ordained that I was supposed to be in the business, because when I sang for the Paragons, I never started singing as yet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you came to take my place, you know, I was so frightened. Somebody coming to take over my position.
No, but John, no. Nobody can take your place, John.
No, John, is that you, Kenner?
One John Old.
Yeah, man, and that's why he's 1,000 holes of vote. Now, let me go to...
One John Old, one Marcia Griffith. Because, you know, most girls, you know, mm-hmm. always when they're coming up in the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
They always try to sing like you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out.
Yes,
you know.
I am truly thankful. And of course, they acknowledge that I've been an inspiration to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You are, my love, an inspiration to all of those up-and-coming girls that are, you know, trying to do something. They even used to sing some of your songs, you know, trying to sound like you, your little action on stage, that little ant thing that you have, and you know.
Now there's a song that Sister Marcia Griffiths did that hit worldwide. It's in the background right now. And if you keep a party and you don't play this song, it's not a party. And certainly Electric is in the here this morning, because on the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, the announcement is Sister Marcia Griffiths, the queen of reggae music, celebrating 50 years of music. Yeah? Her very, very good friend, Mr. Bob Andy, has joined her for Grooving in the Park. Her very, very dear sister, Sister Judy Mowat, has joined her for Grooving in the Park. And also joining her for Grooving in the Park is a friend that went all the way back, 1,000 volts of volt, Mr. John Holt. Mr. Copeland Forbes, you worked hours on this. We have 4 minutes before we go to the top of the hour, but Copeland, tell them how difficult it was, or how easy it was, to convince everybody involved in this to come together. Go ahead.
Well, really, I would say good morning to the tri-state here, and good morning, friends, and the Queen, Mrs. Griffiths.
Good morning, sir.
It wasn't really difficult or hard, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, as I said, music can solve any problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then this theme and this group of friends,
mm-hmm.
this Marcia, are real friends over the years,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I should let you all know, and let the tri-state area know, all four people
mm-hmm.
have something that a lot of people don't know. They were recognized by the Jamaican government, and they were presented with the Order of Distinction, and that I think is something that the world should know, and the tri-state air should know, that they're getting a show with Order of Distinction as the headliners on the show.
Wow, wow, wow. And when you're recognized in such a way, it's a wonderful thing to see the government, to see Jamaica recognizing each and every one in this package for their work. The hard work that they put into their career. Yeah, as John says earlier on, they were singing for fun. It was a fun thing, but right now...
That's so true, yeah. It's
strictly business right now, because seriously, when you look at the time invested... That you know, everyone on the phone line invested in reggae music. And to see people today challenging reggae music to say, is reggae music alive or well? Well, Grooving in the Park will prove to you that reggae music is certainly alive and well. Come June 29th, this is history in the making. Sister Judy Mowat, Brother Bob Andy, have never ever hit a stage in the big park in Queens. Well, come June 29th. They're joining their very wonderful friend. Yeah, man, sister.
Rasclems,
yes.
I must add to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have one of the greatest attractions there, where we have the reunited 809 band.
809.
Which is top band in Jamaica that will be providing musical backing. And you know, 809 band has some of the greatest entertainers and musicians
mm-hmm.
that ever come out of Jamaica. Mikey Fletcher.
Yes.
Christopher Birch. You name them. Gibby. Bo P, you go down the line, Nambo, You know, so people are going to see something very historical coming on June 29th. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to
maybe, maybe you should call the show. The subtitle should be Order of Distinction.
You never know.
Yes.